And I thought this week, because some parents are sending their children, their toddlers, to daycare for the first time, and they're embarking on a journey. And the journey is often one of infectious diseases, upper respiratory infections. And this is the joy you're about to behold. And I wanted to go back to a paper, a really important paper that came out actually a year ago, which showed that, in fact, what you're told by your GP is not necessarily, or your paediatrician, is not necessarily right when you say, oh, they seem to be having almost constant infections. Is that a problem? They say, no. That's what happens. It's your immune system being trained. But in fact, there is a threshold beyond which there might be increasing risk as the child gets older. And this is a study which followed children from their early years through to about the age of 10 or 13. But anyway, somebody who's going to explain the study and its implications is Dr. Lini Fong, who is a paediatric infectious disease specialist in Melbourne.
What this study found is that children who had more infections in the first 3 years of life were more likely to have more moderate to severe infections and be exposed perhaps to more systemic antibiotic courses later in their childhood. And this was corrected for things like social and environmental factors, so daycare exposure, siblings, smoking, and other socioeconomic factors.
So they were just trying to isolate the influence of how many multiples of infection you had. And where was the cutoff in terms of where it started to increase the risk of needing antibiotics, you know, during the school years, maybe having an episode of pneumonia or something more serious than that?
What they found was that those who had a high infection burden, and high, they said, more than 16 episodes.
About 16 episodes a year.
Per year, correct, were more likely to have double the risk of moderate to severe infections later on. I guess what that means is that children who were sick as toddlers were more likely to have more serious infections later in childhood. The other finding around antibiotics was that they found that those who had, you know, those high infections in early childhood were about 30% more likely to need antibiotics as they grew older. So coming back to your question around, you know, how we talk to parents, you know, as you said, we say that it's normal to get lots of infections in daycare and it's normal to, you know, obviously help them train their immune systems. But perhaps there are a cohort of kids that we need to keep a closer eye on as they grow up because perhaps they have an underlying susceptibility and it's not just a phase that they're going through.
I mean, how would you know as a parent? I mean, for example, 16 infections a year, it's one every few weeks. I mean, it's almost as if your child is constantly sick. To have more than that, it's hard for parents to notice the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And parents know their children's best and they understand when their kid is not quite right. I think it's really important for all families to have a really good GP that they're able to check in with, because I guess what this study shows is that if these children, if there is a cohort of children who are more likely to get ongoing infections, you want to make sure that when they have antibiotics that they actually need them.
So what do we know about the Australian situation? I mean, that's Denmark.
Yes. So in Australia, what the ASCIA guidelines talk about is that...
So this is the Australian Society of Clinical Immunology and Allergy.
Correct. And they talk about normal healthy toddlers experiencing up to 4 to 8 minor infections per year. But they do say that you can expect up to 12 infections per year if a child attends childcare or if they have older siblings or parents who smoke.
But they're not saying that 12 is the threshold for worry later on in life. The Danish study would suggest it's much higher than that.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's certainly in my practice, what I see is a lot of worried parents about children who have constant infections. And obviously, we do look at other factors. You know, we think about whether or not they are gaining weight appropriately, whether or not there's a family history of immune deficiencies, because that is definitely a question that comes up. And I think this particular study considers whether or not these children are susceptible to something else, whether they've got that underlying anatomical or immunological or asthma or maybe microbiome reasons. Maybe that this study shows that there is a signal in children early on that needs to be monitored with a healthcare professional.
And the main thing you could do presumably is immunisation so that they don't get unnecessary infections.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what about prevention at a daycare centre level? I mean, it drives parents nuts. The slightest sniffle, you get a phone call at work and you've got to come and pick up the child. Is there more that daycare centres could be doing?
I mean, this is such a challenge because...
Once they've got a sniffle, they've already spread the cold. That's the irony.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, a lot of infections just start off with a little bit of a runny nose. Yes, there are exclusion policies and recommendations around making sure that children don't attend when they have sniffly noses or coughs, definitely when they have a fever or if they have gastro symptoms. But I understand that that would be so difficult to police and... You know, as a parent of a young child myself, I know how hard it can be to stay away when there's any sort of sniffle or cough. So I think it's a really difficult scenario, to be honest.
That was Dr. Lindy Fong, who's a paediatric infectious disease specialist based in Melbourne. And we have a link to that paper on our website.